Harper Audio presents Snowfall, A Day's Redemption Christmas Novella by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Bernadette Dunn. To Lynn and Lori, a terrific mother-daughter team who also would have known just what to do with the six Rhodes Kinner. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts. Chapter 20, verse 35. Snowflakes are such fragile things, but look what happens when they stick together. Amish proverb. Who made the snow waits where love is. From the poem The Snow is Deep on the Ground by Kenneth Patchen. Chapter 1.
Babysitters are supposed to like Kinner. That's a rule, I think.
Thomas, age 8.
They were horrible children. Well, perhaps that was an exaggeration. The Kinner weren't horrible exactly. They were simply too much for one 63-year-old woman to handle for 6 hours at a time. As Lavina Kime watched the chaos unfold around her in Martin Rhodes' kitchen, she wondered yet again how she had gotten herself into such a situation. She wasn't all that old, certainly not, but at this time in her life she should be spending her free time working on a crossword puzzle or crocheting a blanket for a friend's adorable new baby girl, or perhaps even reading one of the novels in her to-be-read pile. Instead, she was surrounded by no less than 6 unruly children and 1 rambunctious golden retriever puppy. Worst of all, not a one of them could mind manners or follow directions. For sure and for certain, she had had enough. Furthermore, she'd had enough about 2 hours ago.
"Are you going to sit there forever, Miss Lavina?"
7-year-old Gregory asked, placing sticky fingers on the back of her chair.
"Only as long as I have to," she replied.
9-year-old Katrina wrinkled her nose.
"What does that mean?"
"It means I will be here only until my grandson Roman comes to pick me up in his buggy."
Which, by the way, couldn't come soon enough.
"When's that?"
She darted a glance at the ridiculous wooden cuckoo clock hanging on the wall over the door.
"In 5 minutes, if the Lord is good."
"But what if he ain't good?"
Bridget asked from her other side.
"What are you going to do then?"
It had taken Lavina exactly 5 minutes to realize that Bridget and her twin, Karin, were impertinent.
"I suppose the Lord will let me know, but I don't imagine Roman will be late. He's a preacher, you know."
And because she was so very proud of her grandson, and who wouldn't be, she let her pride shine through.
"Preachers are important people in our church community."
"Dad says preachers ain't any smarter than he is,"
Thomas said from his perch atop the kitchen counter. The very same kitchen counter that she'd wiped off 4 times, but that was now covered in smudges of peanut butter.
"He says they're just lucky."
"I don't believe in luck, and your father shouldn't either," she replied sharply.
But because she was a guest in their home, and because she liked the fact that he was 4 feet away from her, she refrained from ordering Thomas off the counter. At 8 years of age, he was already showing signs that he would welcome a life in the circus. At this point, she was simply glad he was remaining in one spot.
"I'm going to tell my father you said that,"
Thomas retorted.
"Me too,"
Meg, the littlest Rhodes, said from her position on the floor. She'd decided to brush Frank, the 9-month-old puppy, on the kitchen floor. Currently, she was brushing the golden retriever with enough care to enter him into a dog show. She was also causing blonde dog hair to fly everywhere. When she'd first arrived, Lavina had attempted to sweep up the mess, but within seconds she realized that her dark gray dress attracted the fur like a magnet. After that, she decided to stay as far away from both the puppy and the scattered wisps of fur as possible. With a weary sigh, she attempted to brush some of the fur off her gray dress. But it was a useless, counterproductive activity. The fur stubbornly remained fixed to the fabric. Kind of like the peanut butter that had gotten smeared on her black bonnet. Or the ink from the pen that had exploded when she tried to write their father a note.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?